Hello, VoiceTuber. This is Doris. Have you ever experienced this kind of situation? You're walking on the street with your phone in your pocket, and suddenly you feel a vibration. You think you've got a text or a message from others, but when you take out your phone to check the text, you find that there isn't any new message. I've always experienced this kind of situation and check my phone every 10 minutes. I know this is a bad habit, and I'm trying to get rid of it. After this brief introduction, are you interested in this topic? If so, feel free to check out the video for today, and we can now move on to the sentence for today. And the sentence for today will be, Phantom phone vibes are likely a false alarm in something called our signal detection system.Which is exactly what it sounds like. 幻症就像我们所谓信号侦察系统发出来的错误讯号。那么我们首先来看这句的发音重点。第一个要注意的字是 false。false 中的 al 发的是 all 的音。false。再来下一个要注意的重点是 called。Called 省略了中间的 e 的音，因为在有声子音后的 ed 几乎都是念 d 的音。Called 最后一个要注意的重点呢是 sounds。Sounds 字尾的 s 发的是 z 的音，因为 d 跟 s 的跟 s 的音连在一起，就会变成 z。Sounds。这就是这句里面的发音重点。如果都没问题的话，我们再重新念一次这个句子哦。Phantom phone vibes are likely a false alarm in something called our signal detection system, which is exactly what it sounds like. 好，那么发音的部分结束，我们就进入单字的部分。首先，第一个单字呢是 phantom。Phantom 的意思呢是幻觉的、虚假的。影片中的 Phantom 是当作形容词使用，那么这个单字也可作为名词，意思是幽灵或者是虚伪。举一个 Phantom 当作名词使用的例子 ，A Phantom of a King， 意思呢是有名无实的国王。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。After the car accident, Ken always feels a phantom pain in the leg. 车祸之后 ,Ken 一直感觉到腿部的幻痛。好，第二个单字呢是 detection。Detection 的意思是发现、侦查。影片中说的 signal detection system 就是信号侦查系统。那么补充一个蛮常见的词。False detection 就是故障检测。Detection 的动词形态是 detect， D-E-T-E-C-T， 意思跟名词是一样的。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。The small town has a high crime detection rate. 这个小镇有很高的破案率。我觉得现今社会的生活跟以前比起来已经不算那么安全，所以大家出门一定要小心，尤其是晚上的时候，能不出门就尽量不要出门。那么我们就来看最后一个单字，最后一个单字是 exactly。 exactly 是副词，意思是精确地、完全地。外国人比起说 yes，他们更喜欢用 exactly 当作回答，因为这样显得比较有诚意一点。举个例子 ，A 说 ：“So you mean your boyfriend popped the question yesterday？” B 就可以回答说 ：“Exactly， 也就是没错的意思。”那么我们来看一下例句的部分。That's exactly what I want. Thank you so much. 那正是我想要的，非常感谢。最近我朋友的中文急剧退化，之前我们出去烤肉的时候，我问他说你有没有特别想吃什么，他说 我想吃那个长长的像竹笋一样的东西。我一开始毫无头绪，完全不知道他到底在说什么。之后想了一想，才想到啊，他说的是茭白笋，然后我就跟他说那个叫茭白笋，然后他就很激动地跟我说 exactly。 那这件事告诉我们，学英文的同时也不能忘记自己的母语哦。
OK, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. Nowadays, people are more and more addicted to their smartphone and can hardly live without it. This can really have some negative impact on your life, so try not to use it so often.But remember to practice the sentence for today and leave your recording in the comment before you put your smartphone aside. I'll see you next time. Bye!